It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Last 7 games,
yep.
You play teams that you've already played.
Yep.
You're 1-6 against them. Do you have a philosophy when you play a team for the second time?
Lessons learned. lessons learned, how they played us, what they did, and what we have to take away. So it becomes pretty simple. And that's what we're trying to keep with these guys, keep it simple. This is what we have to do to win. And basically, you have the answers to the test.
Do you change things up too much, or do you just say, this is who we are?
I think this is who we are. I think the simplicity part, you know, you'll talk about the last 7 games. I'll look at the last 3 games, and I'll look at our defensive numbers and say, that's not the recipe. That's not what we've been. And so, you know, the focus is defense gives us a chance in games, and we've got to focus on it. We've got to get better at it. And sometimes you get a little bit far ahead. You got to go back to the way. Let's go back to the foundation of this. Let's, you know. And so, you know, that's what we'll be doing this week for sure.
You know, and that's the thing that we talked about with the game on Sunday. It was the rebounding, though. Did you see something on the film?
I think early, you know, obviously we got hurt in the glass. We put in Nate Robertson. We evened it out for the rest of the game, and so it didn't hurt us as much. I think from the beginning of the game, they were going to try to make a statement on the offense glass. If you look at the numbers, that's what anybody would do. We've obviously got to do better at that. And so defending and rebounding could end up being our best offense, which ends up being getting in transition. We can take away some of the charges and try to get some threes in there. I think that's going to end up being our best strategy.
Is this situation with 6 losses and 8 out of 9 games or whatever, is this new for you? Because I don't think you probably lost like this at Syracuse, and I don't know if you did.
Little League baseball, nothing. Saw you soccer. Whatever it's been, it's a new challenge. There's no getting around that. I think, you know, going through it's pretty tough. But the one thing, you know, it's again, I think the biggest thing is, you know, kids are still fighting. That's the most important thing. You gotta play hard and you gotta believe. And with youth, I think that's the hardest thing. I think as coaches, this is new for me too. So it's like, what can you do? And you gotta go back to your foundation. You gotta go back to your North Star. And who are we? And, we've been, you know, in terms of analytics, in the last 2 years, we've been the number one defense in the league. We're not that right now. And that's one thing that you can control. That doesn't mean that's not you making a basket. That's being aware. That's focused on it. So we've got to do a better job coaching that and holding them accountable to that. And then on the flip side, we got to believe. And I think that's a huge part.
I know you've been creative in the past to try to get your team amped up. I remember David Crisp last year was talking about you walking around with a bomb or whatever.
What we did was we put on mouse traps, you know, don't eat
right,
the cheese. I think our thing now is, I think so many times when you struggle, there's a lot of always questions. I think that's what, you know, you really realize. What you really realize, too, is you're all in it together, and the only thing that you have is each other. And you've got to focus. You've got to limit the noise. You've got to focus. And that's what we've been trying to really emphasize. And then lastly, burn the boats. You know, you got to burn the boats. And when you go out to play and you get on that island and, you know, there's only one way. Burn the boats behind you and move forward. The only way you're getting back is doing what? The only way you're getting back is take over the island and build your own boats to go back. And so that's kind of what we've been focused on and where we can simplify and really focus on one thing.
You mentioned Nate Roberts as a rebounder. What makes him strong in that area, and do you see yourself kind of using him more to try to...
Because, you know, Nate is one of those guys that's willing to do what's needed to win, not on a day-to-day basis. It's a focus. He has a God-given ability to have a nose for the ball. He's exceptionally physical, and that gives, you know, Isaiah another guy who can do what? You know, bang, and I think that was big for us. He was a huge part of our USC game. Him and Sammy both came in off the bench when Isaiah got in foul trouble and did an exceptional job. And so that bigger rebounding defensive unit, you could see a lot more of.
You held USC to 40 points here. Was that your defense? Was it just that they couldn't throw it in the ocean? Combination?
I think a combination of both. We did, you know, the biggest thing, it goes back to like any team that you play, right? If they've got Steve Kerr, we're not letting Steve Kerr beat us from three because that's what he does. If it's going to be somebody else has to. And I thought we did a, you know, pretty good job on some of the key players that we were trying to take out. And when you don't, you saw what C.J. Ellaby did, you know, and that goes back. If you take that away, it's a different game. And so, you know, it's you've got to be able to execute the scouting report, and that's a focus part. And I think it was a combination of both. They had some good looks that they lost, but you go back and say what was contested, what was taken away, and were you manipulating who was shooting? And I think that's also good defense.
Why didn't Raekwon Battle play more in the
game? For me, it was a gut decision. I felt how the game was going. You know, we had a lineup in there where we had Elijah and Marcus, and I feel like, you know, Marcus has been shooting the ball exceptionally well, and having two point guards on the court at once with the other guys was a unique look. When we were down, that's the kind of the lineup that took us back. And so how the game was being played, I just made that decision.
You had Nas at the end of the game, really aggressive offensively.
Yeah.
What did you see from him then that you'd maybe like to see more consistently throughout
the game? Well, you know, it just goes back to it. We need that Nas at the beginning. And that's the consistency. That's the new role. You know, you've got to be able to be that guy right from the get-go. He was really aggressive. He was taking the ball to the basket. He wasn't settling for jump shots. He was rebounding the basketball. He had a steal first couple possessions of the game. And that's what we need from Nas. And that's what you're, you know, as any coach, you want dependability and you want consistency. When you know what you're going to get, like you knew with Matisse Leibel every game. I didn't know what he was going to do scoring-wise, but you knew what he was going to do defensively. You knew when Jalen Noel was in the game. You knew what exactly was going to do. And you knew exactly. And that's kind of been the challenge, and that's the consistency. So, it wasn't his night from the beginning. I had to go with, you know, it's how the game's being played. And you're just looking for, any coach is just looking for dependability and consistency, no question.
In these past two games, you've had 9 assists. Is that on your point guards, or is that more of a team-wide?
It's a team thing. Obviously, when you make more shots, you have more assists. So it just goes back to, are you making the extra pass? You know, and it's just like offensive rebounding. It's not, did they get a lot of offensive rebounds, which is not a good thing. It's how many times did they score on second chance points? You know, I remember playing in a game and the team had 21 offensive rebounds, but they only had, you know, 8 second chance points. You know, I think that's, you know, when you're playing defense for 30 seconds or 28 and they shoot a shot, they get it back, it's kind of disheartening. But then when they score, it's really disheartening. But I feel like the ball movement is better. I was happy with Jaden McDaniels. I thought Jaden had a really good game. He looked, you know, I mean, he obviously could get better, but I thought his energy was good on both ends. You know, and that's always a positive sign moving forward.
We said this is hard on our youth, this
yeah.
kind of challenge.
Yeah.
How does that manifest itself?
I think I was just, you know, it's not, it's just, it's sometimes this is the first for everybody. You know, when we took over, you had a group of guys that had felt that. And so you had to teach them what it's not supposed to feel like. And when you're older and you've already experienced it, it's different than when you haven't experienced it and you experience it for the first time. And, you know, how do you respond? Those are all new. And so it's that belief. And I got to give our guys a lot of credit. I mean, you know, for Marcus to be put in the fire and to play as well as he has, I mean, he's done a heck of a job. For Raekwon, all of a sudden, to have to step up. They've done a heck of a job. And our guys have been fighting. We've kind of, you know, you got to create your own luck at the end of games. We've put ourselves in position to win, and that's what you're trying to do. And we got to learn to finish. And that goes back to another one of our thoughts. How do we finish? How do we finish this season? How do we finish games? And, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, bottom line.
What
has to happen to Isaiah to just stop getting double and triple teamed and get a little bit more space and make them pay for that?
You know what? Even in the games, I felt like, even against Washington State, we got him the ball in pretty good positions. You know, he gets You know, it's like every time he's running down to the middle of the court, it's like he gets to run into a wall. It's like a car accident every time. He's running 90 miles an hour, and then somebody's just waiting for him to do what? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you know what I mean? It's like a guy, like you kind of, it's like a crash car dummy, you know, like you're sitting there. That's difficult, but you got to be able to make shots. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's any time that you're getting double and triple teamed, you have to make them pay. And they've been coming at them hard. We've had some turnover issues. You know, we need him to be that energizer bunny, which he is, and he's been consistent all year. You know, it's easy. I mean, it's so easy. We became the number one offense in the league last year because David Chris started making some shots. Remember last year when we everything changed. We were running the same offense. We're in the same, you know, getting the same shot. And so that's where, you know, Marcus is being able to shoot. Raekwon gives us that. I think Elijah trying to limit turnovers by playing two point guards, you know. You know, it's every game's going to be different. But
does he need to kick the ball out faster? Does he need to?
I think we have to do a better job when he gets doubled of being in the right spots in his vision because it's coming fast. And so we dive a couple guys. It could be a different thing every night, and then you got to be available. You know, a couple teams have done it really, really well, and it's become disruptive. I think we also have to be creative about how to get him the ball closer to the basket. And it's easier to double team on the wing when the ball comes in from the middle. It's hard to double team. But yes.
You talked about these struggles being a first time for the coaching staff,
Sure.
Players and stuff. I mean, how difficult has it been to get guys to continue to buy into the process with the results not coming?
It's just, listen, it's the process. You know, how do you become a champion? You know, you become great defensively. You know, for young guys, it's, you know, we teach guys, you know, how to become professional, not professional players, but professional. How do you take care of your body? What are you doing for mental training? How are you doing academically? You know, we believe in that. That's part of our process. We believe we get better at that. That will win championships. And so it's just being, I think the biggest word here is simplistic and consistent. You know, some, it's so easy when it gets tough to do what? Well, throw that out. Let's do this. Let's do that. We got to try this. We got to try that. I think the consistency is what we're looking for. The message needs to be consistent. And I think over time, that process will win out for sure.
Mike, you're an upbeat coach, obviously. How have you been able to stay grounded your own self after you walk away from the gym, you know, and going home? Have you called anybody, or do you just...
No, you know, a big thing is you know, I've been able to spend some time with Coach Peterson, which has been great for me. You know, those conversations to be able to talk to people that have gone through it and can help you, I think is great. I think the most important thing is I got a great staff. I got a great family. I got great faith. And all those types of things is, you know, you got to get into, you know, why do I coach? You know, why do you coach? You coach to develop, you know, young men. And then you're trying to give them the strategies to be successful in the plan. And so, you know, I sometimes as a coach, I feel like I let them down, you know, on a flat, the fans and everything. You get this great crowds. But at the end of the day, it's all about the kids. It's not about me. It's about the kids. How can we make them better? How can we make them better people, better players, better academically? And if the focus can be there, we know our system works. We've just got to go through the process. And the one thing I've learned over time is you can't speed up the process as much as you wish you could have a magic wand and go boom. You know, there's no secret sauce other than what? Work. Make them believe, try to stay as possible, positive as possible, and just learn from it, move forward, get better, bottom line. Doesn't matter, get better.
Last one, Matt.
Yeah, I'm not sure I quite followed the boats analogy.
Well, listen, there's been, okay, I'm going to give you the boats analogy. So the story was, is the Vikings, you know, they would, you know, take the boats, and whenever they would go and try to take over an island, they would get off the boat, they would get on the island, they would burn the boats. And that meant full commitment moving forward. And the only way that they were going to survive, they were either going to die, or they were going to take over the island, rebuild boats to get back and still have the island. And so the biggest thing for us is focus on full commitment to each other, full commitment to this is how we play. And that's the best way to be able to get out of this little rut and finish strong.
From the world of
Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount+.
Yes!